I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, I'll hit you with a couple of things that ended up where they shouldn't be before you bring us home to Whidbey Island 911. We've got almost like Animals Attack and Dr. Doctor with these two stories. Police in the town of Dover, Foxcroft, Maine, got a call someone had broken into a pizzeria about 1:30 in the morning on Friday. That's usually when you get hungry for pizza, is about 1:30 in the morning. And so they get the call, and they send out an officer. He comes back with a picture and a story. A hangry moose had broken through the front window of the pizza place, and that's what set off the alarm. The guy says, I've been on this job for 26 years. I grew up here. This is the first time I've ever seen anything like this. There's a massive moose standing in the middle of the pizza place.
What would a moose want as a topping on his pizza? Would it be a berry? what are the mooses? What is the meese?
I'm thinking he's probably going for some kind of... they're going for a veggie pizza. He's probably eating like a spinach kind of top thing.
That's what the moose eats?
Yeah, they're all vegetarian.
Herbivores.
Yeah, they're herbivores.
Woody plants, twigs, roots. I got you.
Yeah. So the moose in the pizza shop, he was returned safely to the woods. He's like, well, get my address so you can deliver out here.
They like pondweed, Brad. Can I get some pondweed on my pie?
Yeah. With extra pondweed? Can I get the 16-inch? Thank you. And how about something else left where it doesn't belong? A cardiologist left a 57-inch metal wire in the body of an Air Force veteran who didn't notice it for over 10 years. German Ortiz is 70 years old, and he moved to Las Vegas after spending 22 years in the Air Force, where he earned a Bronze Star for his heroic service. And in 2005, he had shortness of breath, and doctors determined he had a congestive heart failure that necessitated an angiogram. So he went in for the service and all that kind of deal. Well, the doctor apparently left a 57-inch metal wire in there after putting in his, like, pacemaker or whatever, the catheter and the device and stuff. The wire served as a guide for the catheter and kept the device stiff as it was inserted through his blood stream during the angioplasty, but the guide wire was left behind when the catheter was removed, according to the lawsuit. So for 10 years, this dude had a 57-inch metal wire running basically through his entire body. And now he's gone.
Did
to court.
Did he not go through, TSA?
I'm not sure. The opening statements for a medical malpractice trial started last week, and he's seeking $800,000 in damages.
That's a slam dunk.
You would think so.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
All right, now, these are real emergencies that are going on out on Whidbey Island. Let's see what's happening out there. Wednesday, May 1st, 8:54 a.m., Crosby Avenue.
This is my son's birthday. What was going on?
911 caller says... there's a guy walking down the road with a bottle of whiskey in his hands.
Oh, he was coming from my son's party.
Thursday, May 2nd, 8:03 a.m. Erie Street. 911 caller says, a 40-year-old man is zoning out while he's standing up. Thursday, May 2nd, 11:33 a.m. Bayshore Drive. 911 caller says, there's a guy sleeping on a rock. Thursday, May 2nd, 6:36 p.m., Navigator Loop. 911 caller says, 10 minutes ago, I saw a snake in my yard. Friday, May 3rd, 3:20 a.m., 7th Avenue. 911 caller says, I'm hearing a combination of drum beats and voices.
I want to get up and dance.
And finally, Wednesday, May 1st, 7:07 p.m., Oak Harbor Street, 911 caller says, I don't have long-distance phone service. Would you mind calling my mom?
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.